Good morning and welcome back to our final segment of In Focus this morning. Cold, frigid February day. Earlier today, we spoke with Ascension Via Christi CEO and President Bob Koppel, as well as Sandy Williams with the Manhattan Soup Kitchen. Now, we are grateful to be joined via Zoom by Maddie Ogle with the Manhattan Public Library. Good morning, Maddie. Good morning, Maddie. Are you there?
Yes, can you hear me?
Yep, I can hear you now. How are you today?
Good, how are you?
Pretty good. So the library continues to be making adjustments, obviously, with COVID during all these crazy times. As of right now, though, Maddie, tell me a little bit more about the services that the library is offering currently.
Yes, absolutely. Yes, we've always been changing, as with everybody else has, with the pandemic, but the nice thing is we're still open. So what we're open to right now is limited browsing. So we just ask that people keep their visits short and sweet. So people can still come browse the stacks, find physical items. We also have computers available for reservation. So if people need to come print off a document or need to work on something, they can just give us a call and set up an appointment to just come use a computer. Otherwise, we really, we're trying to maintain that short and sweet visit and really encouraging users to use our digital library branch that has so many resources. I think, there's honestly so many different things available with your library card with the online option that it can sometimes seem overwhelming and a lot of things can get missed. So even in this last few months, we've added more digital magazines. We've added Brain Fuse, which has Help Now and Job Now. So whether you need resume help or need to get some online homework tutoring with a live tutor, that's an option. We have Canopy that has documentaries, independent films. We added Creative Bug, which is something that if you go into like your local Joann's, you'll see that Creative Bug is advertised. And it's a online video arts and craft classes and workshop type of platform. And with your library card, it's free for you to use and access. So that's just a few of the resources that we actually offer. So I really encourage everyone to hop online, see what's available, because there really is a lot that can be, easily passed by.
Mm-hmm. And you talk about how you guys are still open to come in for a short browse to find the right book for you. Is there any sort of sign up or process that people should do to do that?
So for the teen and adult collections, we do not have reservations being required for those collections. So you can simply just come walk right in and browse. We do require that people wear a mask when they enter the building. But for the children's department, they are asking people to call ahead and make a reservation. Since that area is more enclosed, we just need to make sure that we have enough space with distancing and whatnot. So those, you can still call our phone number at 785-776-4741 and go ahead and just make a reservation.
And with checking books out, remind me again how that process works, the check-in and as well as the return of books.
Yes. So with checking them out, we recently, it was in the last year, so I think it was in June or July, that we went fine free. So you have a 21-day loan period for all items. So if you come in, find your book or your movie or video game or something like that, 21-day loan period. And then when it comes time to returning it, you can drop it off in the parking lot drop box during our operating hours, or the one that is attached to the building is open when we are closed. But really the thing that we want to remind everybody of is we are following a national study being conducted for libraries that really researches the virus detected on materials. And so right now that still is at 6 days. And so our quarantine period is about 6 to 7 days for items. So when people return them, you know, we may have someone else that has it on hold, but what we're doing is basically holding that for those 6, 7 days, and then it would become available. So that's the only part that takes a little more time. Otherwise, we're being able to see people really just circulating items pretty well.
That's great that you guys are taking that precaution. And I know, obviously, with those precautions, you've also created a number of virtual programs and just kind of extended your virtual programs that you offered previously. Tell me about some of those that you've seen a little bit greater success with.
Yes. And, you know, our programmers are really, really sad that we can't have in-person story times and things like that. But with having the option to have it online, it's been nice to see that people can go back and watch these videos later after the programs happen. So say that you're not able to sit down with your child for a story time, that you can easily come back and take a look at our YouTube page and watch the story time there. So that's been really successful because we've been able to keep people engaged consistently. We'll also be bringing back, starting up in March again, the story walk downtown. And we had that recently where we did 2 rounds of it, and it was very successful. It was fun to have people get out in the community. So hopefully come March that the weather will be slightly warmer and we can get people back in to just take a walk outside, read a book and enjoy that. Our teen programmers are going hard. So they're working on some gaming hours via Zoom. So Among Us and Dungeons and Dragons will be coming up. And then our, of course, our biggest success is with our online craft nights. And so Jan, our adult programmer, is working on getting Take and Create craft kits on top of the online craft nights. So we'll have 2 different options for teen and adults to do some crafts.
That's great that you guys are all those opportunities. I mean, they may not have came into existence if it wasn't for COVID. Not that COVID has really been a blessing to any of us, but it's great to see that right. It has bring in some positivity as well. And I know Yes. You guys, you aren't fully open yet, but do you have any sort of timeline to when that might happen?
You know, at this point, we don't. We're pretty much just staying steady with the just allowing the short and sweet visit. So at the time being, we don't have a projected date of when we'll be fully open. You may even notice that we aren't even having a book sale this year. And that in itself just shows that we're not even having our volunteers come in. So we're really just like trying to take it really slow, trying to figure out what's best before, and hopefully this vaccine, you know, will come and we can all have it and see what happens from there.
Right. And remind our listeners of your current hours that you guys are operating.
Yes, current hours, Monday through Friday, it's 10 a.m. to 7 p.m. Saturday is 10 a.m. to 6 p.m. and Sunday 1 p.m. to 6 p.m.
Great. And again, if you miss those, you can check them out at mhklibrary.org. Again, speaking with Maddie Ogle with the Manhattan Library. Maddie, as I said earlier, you guys are continuously adjusting to the pandemic, and you kind of mentioned it as well. The change with your annual book sale and not being able to hold that. Tell me a little bit more about what that event means to you and has meant to you guys in the past.
Yes. So the annual book sale is hosted by the Manhattan Library Association, or also known as the Friends of the Library. So this is a group of people in our community. A lot of the listeners probably are a part of that, that pay for a membership to support the library. Those start at $10. But this is an annual event that would raise money that would go back into fund library programs and purchases. So like new books, book giveaways, special events, and especially the summer reading program. And so, you know, for example, in the past couple of years, we've exceeded like over $10,000 in sales at this book sale. And so that was really a significant effort that was done primarily by volunteers. And so we were able to see a huge benefit from that. But with not being able to have our volunteers in here, not being open to allow for donations, just with safety and space, we really had to make that tough decision and say that we weren't going to have one this year, which makes it, you know, all the more excitement for the 2022 book sale when that time comes.
And with that cancellation, I saw you guys are offering a, what you guys call on your website, a book bond. Tell me more about what exactly that is.
Yes. So with MLA, like I had mentioned, memberships do start at $10. And so what we're really encouraging is anyone who is interested in the 2022 book sale or supporting a library that they would fill out a membership form, sign up to become a member, and what they would get in return is this special 2022 book bond. And it's just our way of saying thank you and to basically welcome them in when it comes time for that 2022 book sale. And so this book bond coupon, they'll receive when they purchase or renew their membership this year, but it's going to be good for $20. I'm sorry, not $20, 20% off their entire purchase at that 2022 book sale. So pretty fun deal. And, you know, it's kind of that exclusive, like special deal that we're doing at this time.
And as far as people getting involved with the Manhattan Public Library, is there anything they can do to, or that they need to do to get a library card or be involved with even the MLA?
Yeah. So, library card, all you have to do is you can sign up online, again, at our website, mhklibrary.org. And then for MLA, when you sign up, you have the option to say that you would like to be a volunteer. And when those opportunities become available, then we could have staff members or other volunteers reach out to help you. But I would say the biggest thing is just continue to use the library, make use of our physical and digital collections, and really, you know, connect with us online, whether that be via social media or by watching our videos on YouTube. We love to see the community engaged, and we love to see how the library can be there in this time.
Awesome, Maddie. Anything else that you want to add quickly before our time is cut off here?
I don't think so. Just use your library card. It's free. You know, just get in here. We'd be happy to see you.
There you go. You have it. You have it here. Maddie Ogle joining us this morning. Thank you. Have a great day, Maddie.
Thanks so much.
Again, the Manhattan Library. Great place. If you guys haven't been there, be sure to check it out. That was Maddie Ogle joining us this morning. We wish her and the library the best, especially during these hard times of COVID-19. That will do it for this morning's In Focus. Thanks to our guest, Bob Koppel, Sandy Williams, and Maddie Ogle. Next Monday, we'll be joined by Tina Rockhold with the Mercy Community Health Foundation, Senior Development Director, as well as Melissa Kirkwood with the Sunset Zoo. They'll both be joining us here on the show. Everyone have a great weekend and stay warm out there.
Kelsey Bigelow, nice job.
Thank you.
You just jumped at the opportunity to host the show today. I'm proud of you. You did a really nice job this morning. Thank you for bringing us your talents this morning. Moving up on 10 a.m., Blueville's Horticulture Hints with Derek is on the other side of CBS News. We'll also have a look at our forecast, and you're probably not going to like it. I just got a hunch. That's a well-proven hunch.